Before I comment, there is a hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that the person who learns one verse of the Quran Sharif, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, it is better than 100 rakats of nafil namaz. Person goes to the masjid anyway, sits and learns one verse of the Quran Sharif. It's better than 100 rakats of nafil namaz. And the person who learns one chapter of ilm, of knowledge, it's better than 1,000 rakats of nafil namaz. Now a person may wonder that the Quran Sharif, you are getting better than 100 rakats of nafil namaz. And a chapter of ilm, you're getting more than 1,000 rakats of nafil namaz sawab. Whereas the Quran Sharif, you should be getting more than 1,000 rakats of sawab. So this doubt comes in people's minds, that why did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam attach so much of sawab to the learning of a chapter of knowledge? Reason is that the Quran Sharif verse, it will give you the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For example, salat. Allah ta'ala will say, aqeemus salat. Zakat, Allah ta'ala will say, atus zakat. Now those ayats of the Quran Sharif in which there is the mention of salah, or in which there is the mention of zakah, now the person learnt that ayat. So it's not that difficult to sit in the masjid or sit somewhere and learn one ayat of the Quran Sharif. Little children are by-hearting the whole Quran Sharif. But to learn the masail, to learn the fazail, to have the in-depth knowledge of that aspect of deen, whether it is namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, akhlaq, muamalat, muashara, dealings, everything. Now that requires a lot of understanding, a lot of effort. So therefore the sawab also is tremendous. It's a subject inshallah we'll discuss someday. Therefore, especially when there is a congregational program, then at that time, although it's our desire to make the 2 rakat nafil namaz, for example the isha ones, but we should not think that we have lost out if we have to, for the sake of the congregation, many of whom have finished the salat and they are waiting, if we have to join and listen to that chapter of knowledge, then we are getting more than 1,000 rakats nafil namaz sawab. So it's not a loss, it's a great gain. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. But after that, before sleeping or at other times, a person should make nafil namazes, because it shows the person's love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Optional doesn't mean that you leave it out, considering it insignificant. Nevertheless, let's get to our subject. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أفلح من أخلص الله قلبه للإيمان وجعل قلبه سليما ولسانه صادقا ونفسه مطمئنة وخليقته مستقيما إلى آخر الحديث. تويوتا ND438528 and Mercedes-Benz ND7545. Somebody wants to come out, please remove your cars. We are discussing this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we have already discussed that that person has attained success, he has attained falah, whose heart Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made khalis for the sake of iman. Iman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chooses this person's heart for khalis iman. Allah ta'ala makes his heart qalb-e salim. He has a heart which is called qalb-e salim. We discuss qalb-e salim and the different tafsirs of qalb-e salim. That who is the person that can claim that he has got qalb-e salim, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that on the day of qiyamah, on which day no person's wealth, يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Person's wealth, his children, nothing will come to his assistance except that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with a sound heart, with a qalb salim. And all the meaning of sound heart we have discussed. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given this person, or this person has what we term as lisan e sadiq, truthful tongue. He does not speak lies. He does not mislead people. Does not deceive people with this tongue of his. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so many hadiths of his with regards to sidq. Sidq is the sifat of a mu'min. If a person does not have sidq in him, truthfulness in him, then that person hasn't even got mukammal or complete iman in him. We have discussed this also at some length, that it is one of the qualities of a believer, and the opposite of sidq is kizb, and kizb is the quality of a munafiq. So the sidq, truthfulness, is the quality of a mu'min, of a believer, and kizb, lies, that is the sifat of a munafiq. We have discussed that also at length. And now, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa nafsahu mutmainna. The person has got nafse mutmainna. This also we discussed, that who has got nafse mutmainna, and what are the different categories of nafs. Nafs lawwama, nafs ammara, and nafs mutmainna. Now we go on to a khaliqatahu mustaqima. Each thing we can still go on discussing, but let's try and complete this hadith sharif. That person, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made his nature, Allah ta'ala has made his tabiyat mustaqim. That means no matter how much of force there is, outside force, pulling him towards evil, batil is attracting him towards evil. Batil has got a very strong attraction. And this person is being tempted from left, right and center. There is nothing but temptation for him. But Allah Ta'ala has made his tabiyat mustaqim, that he is staying steadfast on deen and on sharia, on the ahkam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He is not getting carried away. He is not being blown away by the wind. He changes the environment. The environment does not change him. The environment does not change him. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he changed the environment. The Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajmain, wherever they went, they changed the environment to such an extent that so many people who lived in Africa and other parts of the world, and even up till now the traces are there, that the Sahaba Kiram Ridwanullah alayhim ajmain, when they went there, they didn't only change the environment, the people's libas, their dressing, their culture, their way of life, everything changed when they accepted Islam. So they changed the environment. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. Zamana, we must make the zamana. So Allah Ta'ala has made his tabiyat mustaqim. And that is the sifat of a mu'min, that he does not get swayed by the evil forces that are around. Especially in our times, many people in their hearts, deep down in their hearts, they seem to think that we are missing out on the fun, on the pleasure, on the enjoyment, that people of liberal ideas are having, or people who are disbelievers are enjoying. Because that is the purpose and the object of all these news media, that they want to attract us towards the evil entertainment scene. It is so dangerous what is happening. It is so dangerous, so bleak, so dark, as if clouds of darkness are moving. There's so much of sin in the air, in the atmosphere, in the bazaars, in the marketplaces. Now this person, if he is not going to fight against his nafs, and if he is not going to fight against shaitan, and the whisperings of shaitan, if he's not going to ignore, then first shaitan will take him to a little sin, and then a little more, and then a little more, until finally that person is completely wiped out. So therefore this person, he has retained success if he's got his tabiyat, his mizaj, mustaqim. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, wa ja'ala uzunahu mustami'a. Allah Ta'ala made his ears, those ears which listen. They listen to what? They listen to haqq. Because the ears listen to so many things, day and night they are listening. But the ears of this person wants to listen to what is haqq. The person is not concerned about the society, the environment, the family, the institution, college or university that he belongs to. The person is only concerned about what is haqq, what is the Quran, what is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then listening does not mean that he just keeps listening. Then he is obedient also. So these ears, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him those ears which listen to haqq, which don't listen to batil. They want to listen to haqq. وَحَيْنَهُ nazira, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made his eyes, those eyes which are nazira, which are seeing. Seeing again what? Haqq. And seeing the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeing the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and recognizing his greatness. Looking at the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he recognizes the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has got signs. The sun, the moon, the earth, the rotation, the revolution, the rains that come down from the heavens, the birth of a child. In everything there's signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Pick up the Quran Sharif and see how many places Allah ta'ala has discussed his ayat, his signs. Get one Quran Sharif. How many places Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses ayat, his signs. Now Allah ta'ala has given us sight, he has given us hearing. Now we don't use this to recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we will never be able to get that love of Allah in our hearts. And until we don't get the love of Allah ta'ala in our hearts, it will become extremely difficult to make amal. Love makes a thing very easy. When a person has love for someone, it makes it easy for that person to make khidmat of that person, to give gifts to that person, to do whatever that person wants him to do, because there is love in the heart. So to build up that love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at his qudrat and look at his ihsanat, his ni'mats, how much of ni'mats he has blessed us with. So these ears also, now he uses that to listen to haqq. The eyes also, he looks at the qudrat of Allah ta'ala, he looks at haqq. Since we are discussing ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it just comes to mind that look at this ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in this, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Now he commences with وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَنْتُمْ بَشَرٌ تَنْتَشِرُونَ. It is from the ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from one of the signs of Allah, from amongst the signs of Allah ta'ala, that he created you from dust. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created from dust. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says it's a sign of Allah ta'ala that imagine dust, something that you trample upon, something that has got no life at all. If a person takes a piece of earth in his hand, what life has that earth got? Nothing. But look what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did. From that earth he gave life to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala says, don't you ponder over that? So he says that from his eyes, from his signs it is that he created you out of dust. Summa iza antum basharun tantashirun. And then after that you are human being scattered on the earth. First just one man, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Hazrat Hawa, and after that he scattered all over the earth human beings. So he said, can't you see it's a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Still will you reject Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. another ayat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Again he commences it from in ayatihi, it is from amongst the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he creates for you mates from amongst yourselves. He creates for you mates from amongst yourselves. Allah didn't give us mates that are jinnat. If a person married a jinnat or a jinniya, then he'll make nikah just now and he'll go home. Next thing she disappeared from the room. Where is he going to search for her? In the heavens or the earth? Or in the jungles? So Allah Ta'ala made, or if he made some other creation, there would have been no compatibility. So therefore Allah Ta'ala gave us from the same humankind, he gave you mates. Now these are things that we don't ponder over. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, there was no need for him to create mates. Allah Ta'ala could have had some other system that all were male and children were born. He could have had it. But Allah Ta'ala says he created mates for you from amongst your own kind. And then what did he do? لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may dwell therein in tranquility. Allah Ta'ala says this was the maqsad and this was the purpose of giving you wives, so that you may dwell in tranquility. That was the purpose. And he put between your hearts love and mercy. Between your hearts, Allah Ta'ala put love and mercy. Mawadda and Rahma. This is from Allah Ta'ala's side, a total stranger. In Sharia or in the history of Islam, in the good days, there was no such thing as first the person is courting for a couple years and then he decides when to get engaged and after that still plans when to get married, and in the meantime there could be some abortions and some birth also. It wasn't like that. Total stranger. The person goes or he hears from someone from in the family that there is a certain girl who has got some good character, good akhlaq, or she's a girl that will make a suitable match. Now the family makes some inquiry and afterwards there is a proposal that is put after the boy has seen the girl and they get married. And those marriages lasted for 60 years, 80 years and 100 years. There was so much of love and muhabbat that Allah Ta'ala had put between their hearts. Now who is it that put that kind of love into the heart of that wife who was a total stranger? It was Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he said, he is that who put that love into the heart of the wife. How many wives they are beaten, they are tortured, they go through so much of pain. We read every day letters, we listen to so many cases every day. Alhamdulillah, if you are not in that category, make shukar. But there's so much that sometimes it just makes you tear. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he puts that love and that muhabbat that so many wives, in spite of everything, but they will stand by with their husband. The husband is gone in for 20 years too. They say we will wait until he comes out. Who is it that puts that love into their hearts? It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned that why is first love mentioned and then rahma or mercy? Why first the word love is mentioned and then mercy? Because in the early days of marriage, it could be that the passion of the wife and the husband is something that is keeping them united. That the husband and the wife, because of their passions, they are united. But in old age after that, then it is the rahmat and the mercy. Now the person, his mind is settled, now there is old age coming. So what is it that keeps the husband and wife united? The husband is feeling when the wife is in pain, and the wife is feeling hurt when the husband is in pain. This is a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat. He it is who has put that. Therefore my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Aqeemat Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says no matter how old the wife comes, but still you must love her, because now this love is not out of passion. He says, بلکہ اس وقت ان کو کہنا چاہیے اے میری بڑیا سکر کی پڑیا وارے میری گڑیا. He says, at that time, that is what you should tell her. That she'll feel happy that this person didn't marry me only for his passions. So Allah Ta'ala says, it is he who put this love and this rahmat between your hearts. From this it is deduced that that marriage in which the husband and wife do not have love for each other, no compassion, no mercy, no kindness, then that is not a marriage in the true sense of the word. There are so many people, what is their marriage? That the wife is in the home like a piece of furniture. The husband comes 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, or any part of the night or day, he treats his house like a hotel. That home is no more a home. It is a hotel where persons rest for a little while has some meal and is gone. Is that marriage? When we are going to make zulm of this nature on the wife, then remember that someday it is going to hit back. And most of those people after that, when they have suffered a stroke or they are in bed, and when they are deserted by their children and by everybody, then they don't realize what is this the consequence of. It is actually the reaction of that zulm that the person made on his wife. He did injustice to her. So now in his latter life, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes away everybody from his bedside, and now this person is suffering. There's nobody to care for him. So it is something that a person should not feel ashamed of, that if he feels he has done injustice to his wife, then to ask her for forgiveness, we should not feel ashamed. And in the same way, if the wives feel that they have done injustice to the husband, because many a times it is the fault of the wives, because of their arrogance or because of their mizaj and their nature, or because of their high degrees and qualifications and liberal ideas, then they put that poor husband through all kinds of problems and torture. So they too should not feel ashamed to ask that husband for forgiveness. If not, then what's going to happen is that in latter life, you will see later. So it doesn't happen immediately. Allah Ta'ala gives a long rope. And then when that person is in his 50s and his 60s, then you will find that that wife has deserted him too, or that she's gone, and now there's nobody to care for the person. Now he's doing his urine and his stool and everything in the bed, and there's nobody to even wash and clean him. How many cases we have seen? And those people who are just and fair, and those people who fulfill the rights, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it such that in their old age, if they have to lose their wives, Allah ta'ala puts the love of them in so many people's hearts that they don't move from their bedside. We have seen our buzrugs and our elders, many of them, who were completely bedridden in their old age, completely bedridden. But the amount of people that wanted to make their khidmat, they had to say, please, bhai, we got enough people, you try and do something else. Say, no, we will do this, we will do that. What is it? Who puts that love into their hearts? So if during married life the person fulfills the rights, Allah Ta'ala will give him sukoon, Allah will give him tranquility, Allah will give him peace, serenity, joy and happiness during his married life too. And even in his old age, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will provide for him care if he has to lose his wife or if the wife has to lose the husband. Even if the wife has to lose the husband, Allah Ta'ala will make it such that her daughters, her nieces, or her friends or somebody, they will begin to take care. But if not, you will find that those people will be suffering terribly. So this injustice Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not tolerate. So mawadda and rahma. So many cases of people, they are gone from business after five, they come home, just have a meal, and they're gone. If the wife has to ask, where are you going? What right have you got to ask me where I'm going? And some of them, even in the name of deen, they are doing that. They are gone for what? For some dini program. But the wife hasn't got the right to ask him, by what time will you be returning? If I have to contact you, where must I contact you? Say, I'm going for deen work and you are questioning me. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi, look at his akhlaq, look at his character. Look how, what kind of treatment he gave to his wives. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, this is from amongst his signs. I mean, ayatihi. We are not going to tafsir, but it just came to my mind this when we're talking about ayat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In these are again Allah Ta'ala says ayat. It doesn't say it's one ayat only. It's not just one sign. In this marriage, in this relationship between husband and wife, in this creation of a mate from amongst yourselves, Allah Ta'ala says there are so many ayat, there are so many signs, so many signs. But for whom? For those people who ponder, who reflect. The person reflects on the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then for him there's lots of signs in it. But if the person wants to be blind to the signs of Allah ta'ala, then he will be seeing all the signs and still rejecting it. Now look at that. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately after that again he says, ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين. And it is again from amongst the signs of Allah Ta'ala, خلق السماوات والأرض, the creation of the heavens and the earth. It's a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Look at the planets. To get this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation, the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars and everything else. Allah Ta'ala says, this creation of the heavens and the earth is again a sign of Allah Ta'ala. We think that this, when because we are walking on the ground, we are sitting in the masjid, nothing seems to be moving, whereas we know that it's a planet, it's suspended. So Allah Ta'ala says that in this again the signs of Allah. And وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ, and in the variation of your languages. The different languages that you speak, Allah Ta'ala says, there too this is my sign. When we went to France, we were in such an area where nobody knew English there. In one area nobody knew English, they only speaking French. Nobody could speak Arabic, nobody could speak Urdu, nobody could speak Zulu. The people that we were talking to, the only language they knew was French. At that time we realized our helplessness, and we realized what qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala it is, and what a ni'mat it is to have people who understand your language. This we don't consider even as a ni'mat. It's a great ni'mat if you have a few friends with whom you can speak freely, and he understands you and you understand him. What a great ni'mat it is. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that in this variations of your languages also, it's a great sign of Allah ta'ala. Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Hawa, which language they spoke? Could have been Arabic. Now if they spoke one language, now from Hazrat Adam and Hazrat Hawa, mankind was scattered. So we should have had still the same language. If we use our intelligence, then if Hazrat Adam and Hawa are our father and mother, grandfather and grandmother, and from there, after that we find all over the world mankind scattered, but still the father and mother were speaking a certain language, so their children would have spoken the same language, their grandparents' children would have spoken the same language, and all over the world we would have that one language. But now look at Portuguese, Chinese, Japanese, English, Latin, Dutch, French, how many different languages of the world. And after some time that language also changes, the accent changes, the usage of words changes. How many words were used in the English language, so many things have changed, the meanings have changed completely. The Urdu language, the tafsir, the original tafsir which were written, if you have to read that Urdu today, you won't even understand it. So look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat in the different languages. Therefore it is not a yardstick by means of which we judge that this person is very pious and this person is superior and this person is inferior. It's a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It's a qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. When a person speaks a different language, immediately think of this ayat, that this is a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore it is not permissible to laugh at a person's language. To make a mockery of a person's language is not permissible. To make a mockery of a person's language is not permissible because it is a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that that person is speaking a different language. My Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, Allah Ta'ala give him long life, good health and shifa from his illness. He says he was in Malawi and late night the dog started barking. When the dog started barking, he said he thought of this ayat. Now look at the Ahlullah. The barking of the dogs, he said he thought of this ayat. That whether in Malawi or in Pakistan or in America or Canada or Reunion, wherever he went, he says the bark of the dog was the same. It made the same wo 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 wo. And he said the meow of the cat was the same. Whether you take the cat of Malawi or you take the cat of Pakistan or you take the cat of India or anyway, it makes meow. There will be a little difference in the volume of the meows. some meows may be louder than the others, but the thing is that all cats make meow. You haven't heard of variation that this, the Chinese cat speaks, makes a Chinese meow, and the English cat makes an English meow, and the South African cat makes a South African meow, nothing of that nature. Just one meow. So in the language, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has kept his signs. That human beings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given them aqal. So therefore they can understand that this is a language and it has got a different meaning. So the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is his, the language of the people, the different languages that people speak. Allah Ta'ala says there is a signs of Allah Ta'ala in there. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ and in your colors. In the colors, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, your colors is again the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. There's a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Look at your colors. One mother, one father. You give them the same food, the same drink. Keep them in the same room for 10 years. Give them the same food, same drink, exactly the same. And if that couple have to have 5 or 6 children, you'll find that their colors are different, their voices are different, so many things are different, easy to recognize. The faces are different, the eyes, the ears, the nose, easy to recognize. Now in that again, Allah Ta'ala says, in these colors also, the person is black, the person is white, somebody is brown. Whatever color Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has created anybody of, it is again a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Look at those colors and look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. Therefore, we do not have any right to laugh at any person's color or make a mockery of a person's color or his facial features or his voice or his eyes, ears, nose, anything. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has created, it is his design. We must see the design work of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. If he had made each and every one look the same, how much difficulty we would have found if everybody was looking the same. So it is a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that he gave you different features, different voices, different languages. In everything there's a sign. The word I'm emphasizing on is ayat. Now just this, in this one ruku here, so many places Allah Ta'ala is referring to ayat. And so many things. And in one ayat, there's so many different ayats, so many different signs. And Allah Ta'ala says in this colors also, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ ayat. Again in this, there are ayat, signs. For whom? The people of knowledge. The people who have got the understanding, then they understand it. In all these things are just signs of Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Hi, my Allah, how great you are. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. If we only recognize our Allah Ta'ala, then we will understand what kind of signs Allah Ta'ala has kept for us. And still we reject him. We may not reject with words and say, I don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. But if we look at our actions, they clearly indicate that we haven't got the azmat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. The azmat of Allah and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in some hearts was of such an extent that those Ahlullah say it was even difficult for us to go to the toilet and remove our clothing, to relieve ourselves because of the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But we have to do certain things. We have to go to the wives, we have to go to the toilets, we have to do so. We did everything. But they say the azmat of Allah Ta'ala was such in our hearts. So even from halal things, if that they could, they find this kind of azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in their hearts, holding them, then what about haram? When the person is thinking of haram, he must think that look at Allah Ta'ala's qudrat, the earth, the heavens, the stars, this creation. If this, that Allah has to seize me, what is it that restrains him? He who can create the heavens and the earth and create people of different languages and colors and give them different levels of understanding, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala can create mates from amongst yourselves and put mawaddat and muhabbat in their hearts, and Allah Ta'ala can do all these things, then what is it difficult for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? But it's just that he gives us a chance. Allah is so loving, so caring. He really wants us to repent and turn towards him. Allah Ta'ala wants us to come back. He doesn't want to punish. He doesn't love punishment. All he wants is that we must look at all these signs, recognize him and say, Ya Allah, we went far away. It was our weakness. We are making i'tiraf of our qusur. We are acknowledging our weakness. Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that beautiful couplet of his. It's a very beautiful couplet.
Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi i'tiraf qusur hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi i'tiraf qusur hai. Hey malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzur mera huzur hai.
He says, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. Sometimes when I'm making namaz, when I'm making zikr, when I'm making tilawat, when I'm raising my hands before my Allah, when I've got my forehead in sajda, and when I'm shedding tears of say, oh Allah, kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. I enjoy it. There's an enjoyment that I get, such pleasure that I get, because I know that I'm doing it before my Allah. It is pleasing my Allah. What do the people know, what kind of enjoyment the person gets in that? So kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai. The person, if his good deeds makes him happy and his evil deeds makes him sad, then that's a sign of iman. But if his evil deeds makes him happy and his good deeds, he finds it very difficult and makes him sad, then you must think that this person, there's something seriously wrong with his iman. So kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf qusur hai. He says, I know, I'm a human being. So sometimes I'm enjoying the ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat, and sometimes nafs and shaitan makes me slip. But then I make aitiraf of my qusur. I do not become arrogant. I do not become persistent. I acknowledge my weakness. I confess before my Allah. And when I am shedding my tears of repentance at that time, the stages that I am going, I am rising towards, and the elevation that I am getting, and the closeness that I am getting of my Allah Ta'ala, that here my head is in sajda, but I am at the feet of my Allah. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's closeness is of such an extent, my closeness at that time is so much, that even the angels do not know what my closeness is at that time. That is the closeness that you get at the time of Tawbah. So that's all Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Make sincere tawbah from sins. Accidentally again you commit a mistake, make plenty of tawbah. But keep looking at the signs of Allah Ta'ala. His azmat, His greatness, His marifat must come into our hearts. And when we are going to get that, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is willing to accept us no matter how dirty and filthy we may be. It's only Allah who can accept. Fathers too will kick their sons out, children out. Husbands will chase their wives away. Wives will leave their husbands and run away. When the person is disobedient, when the person is not doing those things which are pleasing, then they will distance themselves. But Allah Ta'ala does not take any kind of revenge. He does not hold any kind of malice that you committed this sin last time and again you're coming to make tawbah today. Allah doesn't hold any kind of malice. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, "Fi zalika la ayatil lil alimin." People of understanding, Allah Ta'ala says, for them they will look at the signs and they will understand the qudrat of Allah and they will gain the marifat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is the purpose.
وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ.
Again, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, from amongst his signs. مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. You are sleeping during the day, at night and during the day. That's whether you sleep at night or you sleep during the day. So this is also a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Although in other ayats, from there it is deduced that Allah Ta'ala has made the night more for sleep and the day for going and searching for your livelihood. But sometimes a little bit of sleep is required during the day also, so whether you sleep during the day or night, it is again a sign of Allah Ta'ala. Look at this person, that he was fresh, he was fit, he was healthy, and he was running about in the shopping complexes and bazaars and marketplaces, and he was buying and he was selling, and now slowly after some time you can see that he's feeling sleepy. Why is it that he doesn't remain fresh and alert for 36 hours, 48 hours, or all the time, doesn't sleep at all? Who is it that brings that sleep over him? And so many people, they want to sleep, but they cannot sleep. They want to sleep, but they just cannot sleep. This, how many times we say, I tossed and turned the whole night and I didn't get sleep. Not a wink of sleep I got last night. So this is a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, if a person is able to sleep, let's make shukr of Allah ta'ala that Allah ta'ala gave him sleep. Takes away the tiredness from the person's body. Makes him refreshed. Gives him new life. Now that is the qudrat of Allah. It is a sign of Allah ta'ala. So sleep also, it is a sign of Allah ta'ala. And when the person is awake, that is also a sign of Allah ta'ala. Because if you sleep and keep remaining asleep, then you'll be able to do nothing. If a person goes to sleep, the whole day goes is sleeping, whole night goes is sleeping, then you'll see something wrong with this person. So he needs sleep also, and he must be awake and alert also. Now these are again the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many people have to take so much of tablets, but still they cannot get sleep. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Sahab Tanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, he says sometimes at night, when I don't get sleep because of some mazmoon that he is thinking of writing the next day or is doing tafsir or whatever it is. So he says, but when I get up and I see my wife is sleeping, so I make shukr of Allah Ta'ala that at least he gave her sleep. That at least she's got sleep. Otherwise both of us would have been awake. So the sleep again is a very great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and there's a great sign in it. As I say, that who is it that brings that sleep over the person? All of us, we know that after the whole day, suddenly as the night draws and it becomes darker, then we begin to feel sleepy. Now if I have to carry on now with the bayan till 11 o'clock tonight, then we won't require any sleeping tablets at all here. All will be fast asleep. So this is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's a sign of His. So it is a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. From His sign it is that amongst His sign, you are sleeping during the day or night. During the night or day, وَابْتِغَاءُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِ, and you are searching of His fazal, meaning your risk, your sustenance. That is also a sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. In it are signs. Again, I mean, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, "Inna fi dhalik," in that, as la ayat, there are signs for whom, li qawmi yasma'un, for those people who listen, those whom Allah ta'ala has blessed with hearing, and they listen to haq, for them there is sign in that, that the person is now going out in search of his sustenance. So look at the livelihood, how much of sign of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in there. Now if Allah Ta'ala put into the heart of every student that is at the university and college that I want to become a doctor. Nobody wants to become an engineer. In no one's heart it is coming that I must become a scientist. In nobody's heart it is becoming I must become a teacher, a philosopher. Every person wants to become a doctor. Then will the universe function properly? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala puts different tastes in different hearts. Somebody's heart becomes inclined towards business. In business again, the person, somebody wants to do fabrics, somebody wants to do carpeting, somebody wants to do groceries, somebody wants to do vegetable selling and buying, and somebody wants to do farming, somebody wants to do this, that. Different ideas come into different people's heads. And Allah ta'ala spread out all over the world the risk of people. So now there's signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that what is it? How many people we know that they're qualified as teachers and after 1 or 2 years they became business people? Some people did 3 years and 4 years and even 5 years. They were just about qualifying when it came to medicine and other things like that. And then finally they decided that no, I'd rather go and do something else. And they go and do something else. So it is Allah Ta'ala who puts certain ideas and thoughts in a person. Someone goes for this profession, somebody goes for that business, somebody goes for farming, and somebody goes for something else. That there are signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even in this livelihood that the person is seeking. How many signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So the azmat and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala must come into our hearts when we look at all these signs. And that must make us bow down. It must make us lower our heads. It must humble us. Then that pride won't come into our hearts that I'm somebody. Because that person has recognized Allah Ta'ala, so he knows that it is out of his signs that he gave me that intelligence to go and acquire that knowledge of business or whatever it is, and today I am somebody because I've got plenty of money, I've got good car, good home, I've got a good profession, I've got chain of degrees, but it is the sign of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, when I came from my mother's stomach, then I was nothing to be really talked about. Hal ata halal insan khinum minad dah lam yakun shay'an mazkura. Did not a time pass over man that he was nothing to be really talked about? Nothing. When a child is born, who can say that this is going to be a doctor tomorrow, or is going to be a philosopher, or is going to be an Ullu of the first degree? Nobody knows. So it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, His signs all over. Look at Allah Ta'ala's signs. And it goes on, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that even if we understand this much, it is sufficient. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives life to continue, we will continue next week. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin mubarik wa sallim. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما, خطاؤں کو معاف فرما. اے اللہ تیری عظمت کو ہمارے دلوں کے اندر نازل فرما. اے اللہ تجھے پہچاننے کی ہمیں توفیق عطا فرما, تیری معرفت نصیب فرما, تیرا قرب نصیب فرما, تیری محبت نصیب فرما, حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی سچی محبت اور اطاعت نصیب فرما. ہم سب کو صحت دے, عافیت دے, سلامتی دے, عزت دے, راحت دے, مغفرت دے, جنت دے. ہمارے دلوں کو نور تقوی سے منور فرما. اے اللہ ہمیں صحت دے, ہمیں صبر دے, ہمیں شکر دے, ہمیں زہد دے, ہمیں تقوی دے. اے اللہ جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفا عطا فرما, روحانی اور جسمانی شفا ہمیں عطا فرما. جو پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. اے اللہ جو قرض دار ہے حلال روزی کے ذریعے سے ان کے قرضوں کی ادائی کا سامان فرما. اے اللہ جو مالی پریشانیوں کے اندر مبتلا ہے ان کی مالی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو صالح اولاد نصیب فرما. جن کو تو اولاد دے چکا ان کو نیک بنا, ماں باپ کا فرما بردار بنا, تیرے حکموں پر چلنے والی اولاد بنا. اے اللہ ہمیں دین بھی دے اور دنیا بھی دے, ہمیں دنیا کی بلائی بھی دے اور آخرت کی بلائی بھی دے. قبر کے عذاب سے, آخرت کے عذاب سے ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ جو اس دنیا سے انتقال کر گئے ان کی مغفرت فرما, جنت الفردوس کے اندر اعلیٰ مقامات عطا فرما. اے اللہ پیلسٹائن, چچنیا, بوسنیا, کشمیر, سارے عالم کے اندر جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمانوں پر مظالم ہو رہے ہیں, اے اللہ ان ظالموں کے ہاتھ کو تو روک لے, یا تو ان کو ہدایت دے یا عاد و ثمود کی طریقے سے برباد فرما. اے اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما, حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کو قبول فرما. جب ہمارا خاتمہ کا وقت آئے تو ایمان کے اوپر شہادت کی موت ہمیں مدینہ طیبہ میں نصیب فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انک انت السمیع العلیم وتب علینا انک انت التواب الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلى آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.